Now it's time for the moments with children. Deb's getting her slides ready.
Good morning. I'd like to share a bit about last weekend's 30-hour famine. We started on Saturday at 7:30 in the morning with the last meal and then began a 30-hour juice fast. By dinner time, we all had a real taste of hunger. We did several service projects, tie-dyed, played games, and learned about a boy named Gross. This is one of the videos that we chose to share.
Хочу бачим где. Чаманшу где-то. Спадите пете като где-то. Паджеби билалян день, паджеби кабилям. Нэнда бяни мензал. Где-то где-то мусам. Кате это где кате это но кате чин. Бате это аджимая атлана маняни. Нашу мать кваса то наша най. Кате это где кате это.
Only you, your mom, and your sister survived the fighting. Now, you live with your extended family. There are 15 of you in all. Finding enough food for everyone to eat is a struggle. You often have to go days without food. And if you do eat, it's only once a day in the evening. You know what it's like to go to bed hungry, your stomach growling, trying to think about anything else. When you do eat, it's often potatoes or vegetables. Chicken and other meats are expensive, and you've rarely eaten them. Your family has always been poor, but before the war, you could eat more often. Lately, you've been able to go to one of World Vision's child-friendly spaces to eat. You've had health problems because of malnourishment, so you were one of 200 children chosen to be part of a feeding program. Today is one of the meal days, and you get a porridge made from soy, corn, peanuts, and a fruit called moringa. It's full of nutrients to help you get healthy again. Someday, maybe you can get a job so you can earn money and bring home chickens, maize, and beans for your whole family to eat. You can sit around the fire, eating until you're all full, sharing stories of the way things used to be. That will be a joyous time. But today, at least you have food in your belly. You can go to bed and sleep soundly without thinking about how hungry you are.
On Sunday, Pastor Phillips broke our fast with communion, and then we savored a wonderful meal prepared by Susan Wamsley. We didn't even go for a whole day without food, but for many, hunger is a daily fact. Please help if you can by donating to World Vision. You can click on the Enough picture on our website, or you can write a check to World Vision and send it to the office. Thank you.